Hello there.
Hello.
We're Alex and Nadine, if you don't know us yet. We're a couple, we're traveling through Europe, we have our ex-husband, my ex-husband, and three kids on board. Two of them from my ex-husband, one of them with
Alex. It's mine.
Exactly. She's a baby.
Beautiful one.
A very beautiful one. We got her during our travels. Today we want to talk about being untruthful in a relationship. We had several cases. In our case, it started from the very first beginning when we met. We kind of started lying to each other.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm. I don't really know what to say there. Like, I lied about certain things. Like, I don't really know what to say about it in that way.
No. I lied to Alex about my kids and me being married because I simply just wanted to have some fun. Alex did the same. He had also some stuff going on, and
I mean, I was in contact with other girls. Which I didn't really tell you, no.
No, you didn't.
No. That was kind of it. Well, I believe from my part in the beginning that I wasn't really honest with that I have contact with other girls. Otherwise, I was pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Same with me, except of that I told him. I know my age.
You lied about your age as well.
Yeah, I lied about my age. He thought I'm way much younger
For the first time I met you, I really thought you would be like between 19, 20. And then second time I met you, you told me that you was 28 or something, I think. Yep.
And I was, how old was I? 30.
I think you was 30.
Yeah. Yeah. I made myself 2 years younger. But okay, I never meet this guy again, so who cares? We're just going to have some fun together. Nobody knew that we would get into a relationship.
Nope, not really.
No, I didn't want one.
I wasn't looking for one either.
I simply wanted to have fun, and Alex looked like the guy I could have some fun with.
Tourist attraction.
He had a lot of problems with that. But yeah, that's kind of where it started for us being untruthful or lying to each other. Alex is not the most honest person. I'm not the most honest person. I never was.
I don't really know. I'm not very honest either when I don't feel like being honest.
When do you feel not like being honest?
Like you said, in the moments when you just kind of want to have fun, you know, you put out certain facts to decide, you know. But when you technically you think that you're never gonna meet this person again, who gives a shit if I have contact with other girls and stuff like that, you know, and who gives a shit if you have kids or married and shit like that. So like, it's stupid white lies just to not reveal the whole truth about yourself.
Yeah, so you just want to, yeah, like I said, just have some fun and not think about any problems or anything that you could bring in, because you simply want everything to be smooth, pretty much.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, but we kind of got into a relationship and it continued for a while. I didn't tell Alex.
I find out through a good friend to me. If you listen, You know who you are. Not gonna say more. He told me once in Aria, he came up to me and was like, "Hey man, are your girlfriend a mom?" I was like, "No." He was like, "But I saw her with two kids and another guy." I was like, "Yeah, okay, cool." Later on, I asked Nadine about it. She told me another story about the whole thing. And then the truth came out, and to be honest, I kind of forced Nadine to apologize to my friend about her lying to him. No, not that she lied to me, that I didn't give a shit about, but that she lied to my friend, that upsetted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was upset about you, because I didn't really care I thought, okay, fuck shit, I did this now. There's not much I can change. It's done. So you stay with me or you leave. Yeah. Later on, you found out about my age. Yeah.
About like maybe half year into the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me that there was something that you wanted to tell me. I remember this scenario so good. You told me there was something that you wanted to tell me that you've been lying about for a longer time, but you don't want to tell me what it is. Because you want me to find that out by myself, and I was flipping on that, and we was fighting for I think 1.5 weeks about it before you cracked and give me your passport so I could check by myself. You locked yourself into the bathroom in the car and was hiding when you throw your passport on me and you locked yourself into the bathroom and was hiding when I was checking your passport.
Yeah.
I think you even locked the door to the car and jumped into the bathroom and locked the door there so I couldn't come in. Because you didn't want me to like talk to you about it. And honestly, I was technically just sitting and laughing about it when I checked your passport and was counting the years and stuff like that and find out your age. And I was just sitting and laughing about it. And didn't think it was a big thing.
I thought so. I mean, at that point, I was lying for you for so long, and I wanted you to know, but I didn't want you to know. But if I want to continue that relationship, one day you will find out. I was thinking things like, what if he wants to marry me? Yeah. Fuck shit, then I need to.
Then you need to reveal your age, and then you will look very stupid. or we go Germany and we celebrate your birthday and like your sister and brother and your parents is like happy 22nd anniversary on your birthday and I'm standing there like huh? But he was 30.
No, yeah. Okay, but that turned out to be good in the end. So.
Yeah, I was just laughing about it.
Yeah, thank God. I don't know what I thought you would do. I had no clue what could happen, what would happen. I didn't think you would make a big deal out of it, but you never know. It's kind of...
Oh, the period that you was holding it back. I was flipping out. You forbidden Sasha to tell me about your age and stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah. You said Sasha no, but I forbidden him to tell you and stuff like that. And I was like tripping out, and Sasha was like, "It's nothing big. It's nothing big." And I was like really, flipping on it. Came up with a million reasons what it could be. I was like, completely like flipping out on everything.
But after that. It was good. I don't know how much we lied to each other.
I mean, after that, we've been lying constantly to each other about small, shitty things to bigger things, to be honest.
Do you have any examples? At the moment, I can't really come up.
I mean, in Insidious there with this person that we're not going to mention by name.
Ah. I'm from your side.
From my side about this contact to these other people, which we don't have to go deeper in on either, where I wasn't really truthful to you.
Okay, yeah, we had like these incidents where Alex thinks I had interest in another guy. Like he was very nice and kind to me, and apparently everyone saw through that. Like we spent it, how long was we together?
You and me.
No, we were with the
him.
With the guys.
Less than 48 hours, because we had a huge fight there, and they wanted to leave because of that fight.
Genau, die sind dann nämlich schlussendlich. They left finally because we didn't come along with each other because of that guy. That guy was super nice. He played with the kids or with Ella. He was super nice to me when Alex and me when we was fighting. That guy took care of me, and apparently he wanted to come into my pants, which everyone knew.
Except you, and I told you that, and he was laying and crying in my knee. Sorry for going personal now. But you was laying and crying in my knee and told me how used you felt, and then you kept contact with him for weeks and was going behind my back with it.
Yeah, Alex, I was really on that point. That guy told me so many different stories. And now, when I look at it now, it's super embarrassing and I feel like an idiot because I didn't see that. We met that guy later on in Portugal.
Yep.
Yeah. Where Alex?
I could have fed him his own genitals, I promise you that, guys.
You're so nice. No, there that guy revealed what he, like, revealed his intentions to me, that he was really interested and, yeah, would have liked to kept going on that path with me. Yeah, I was a little bit stupid. I didn't see that. I felt like an idiot. And I lied to Alex because I wanted to stay in contact, because he told me, oh, that would be so sad if we couldn't stay in contact because your boyfriend is jealous and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, that's pretty mean. He can't forbid me to stay in contact with you. I mean, if we come along with each other and we want to become friends or start to become friends, it's so mean of Alex to step between. Yeah, but at that point, I didn't know his intentions. So I was still thinking, okay, he's a nice guy. So Alex was lying.
Yeah. How do you mean Alex was lying?
Yeah, I thought you were lying to me that he just wanted to come into my pants because he told me different. So, yeah.
Was a fly on my foot.
Oh, okay. Alex is spasming out here. Freaking. No, but that was one incident. I lied to Alex for a couple of weeks. I think 2-3 weeks.
More 3 weeks. And then I was kind of counting it.
You was counting. And yeah, then I finally gave up on that. And yeah. I'm happy for that. Good that it didn't keep going. Yeah. And then the next incident was when Alex did the same when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex had a lot of contact to a lot of girls. The last is not that long ago. He lied to me about 3 or 4 times. 3 or 4 times he promised, no, la 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 la, and did it again and again and again.
I can admit, yeah.
There we had huge fights, but we had fights not because he has contacts with girls, we had the fights because he, Alex, himself.
You're going deep here.
We're going deep now, yeah. Alex always told me that is like so important to be like, you know, you have just 2 people in a relationship, and I was always more open, like could imagine or still can imagine other things, and Alex was always on point, no, I want to keep you for myself and we keep each other for ourselves. So I got into that thinking, and so the shock for me was that he was telling me one thing, like so hardcorely, even that he knew that I would be open for a lot of stuff, and like that was a shocking thing, and then he did it again. But yeah, at this point we're kind of over it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Maybe I don't want to know. I don't think
I want to know what you're doing.
No, I think you guys know that, and I think you just have to like overlook things like that. Alex was probably looking for some adventure. He didn't think I'm that attractive when I was pregnant, and stuff like that can happen. It's okay. I told him I'm gonna be fat. Told him that before, but when it really comes to the point, I guess you can't really imagine that before.
No. I mean, I don't really know. It was a lot of fighting that made it hard for me to feel attracted to you as well in that point.
As always, what you're saying, I just can't really come along with that thought, because I feel attracted to a person either way, like if I'm angry or not. If I fight a lot with that person, that doesn't really make a difference for me.
No, for you, but everyone works different.
Yeah.
You have hard to accept that sometimes.
No, not really hard to accept, hard to understand. Acceptance is there, but not understanding, not always.
Okay.
Because I think I don't have to understand everything.
Maybe easier not to understand everything.
Yeah, and I don't want to understand everything. Some things are too much and I don't have interest in it, so I don't even try to understand.
No, sometimes it's good.
Yeah, but that's kind of our stories, where we hardcorely lied to each other and had huge problems with each other. Like many different type of.
I mean, I have other scenario as well. Well, but that is maybe too personal and too much to bring up, I think.
No, you said A. Maybe not. Like, try me.
Try you. I mean, that you wrote shit to my okay, yeah.
But that is not really like.
I mean, you lied about it as well, you know.
But that is how you see it. There we still have some differences, because I didn't, or I don't think, I lied.
Then it's probably differences, but like I said, it's probably too old and not important to really bring up.
Yes.
It's other scenarios where I see that you lied to me, and you see it different.
Yeah, well, but yeah. I think that stuff we put it aside.
Yeah,
good.
But that is kind of way of life as well. You can't always agree to everything in life.
Yeah, but anyway, it's kind of long ago.
Yeah, it's what I mean.
Very long ago, and different for both of us. We have different views on it, so we can't really bring that up here.
Nope.
Because one sees it like that. There's also a thing, like sometimes you just have to
accept that you can't come further on this object.
Yeah, I like it how we try to do it. If it doesn't work in one way and not in another, and third way is also like
if we can't come to an agreement or conclusion, then it's better not to throw more gasoline into the fire.
Exactly, just trying to
accept the other's differences to it.
Yeah. Like, we have a whole bunch of...
I can write a whole book about it.
Yeah, pretty much. We have so much differences when it comes to so many things. But I kind of like that. If it's always the same and you kind of agree with everything, it gets a little bit boring.
Yeah, I mean, you can't always... you can't always think that everyone should like vanilla, for example.
No, I hate vanilla.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
Okay, now you guys know our stories. Is there anything left you want to say?
No, not really what I can come up with, no.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to tell you these stories so you see that we have our problems as well, that we kind of...
We're not the best humans.
Yeah. So you guys know that it's the same everywhere, that there are the same problems everywhere, that even if it seems that people are so happy, you never know what's going on behind the curtain, and you find these stories everywhere, I think.
Yeah, pretty much in every relationship, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there is any relationship where you don't have stories like that.
No.
So... Yeah, if you love each other and if you really want to,
then you just, like I said, try to look through each other's differences and you just accept it.
Yeah.
It's not worth, like I said, throwing more gasoline into the fire.
Yeah.
If you can't really reach or come to a conclusion or anything like that, then you just accept it. It's hard. We have problems with it. It's super hard for both of us to accept it sometimes that you, for example, have your point of view on one thing and I have my point of view on one thing. It's hard for you to accept, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
It takes some time to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah.
It takes time to learn how that acceptance thing works and that you really can do that.
Yeah.
That you don't have to change others, that you don't have to change the other's behavior. It's very, very hard, but manageable.
Yeah. It's just, you know, do the best out of the situation.
Yeah. Okay, I think we come to an end here.
Yeah, me as well.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes. That's enough for today.
I think so as well.
Yeah, we would love if you guys leave a comment, if you like the podcast, if you like the topics, if you have any questions or ideas for another podcast.
I mean, nothing is too private really here.
We're kind of very
open. I know I'm not going to play egoistic here, but I know that you guys have a lot of requests about my life and stuff like that from an earlier perspective. So any ideas, just leave comments and I can more than happily do a podcast about more about that as well.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, leave it in the comments, guys. And then we wish you a nice
evening, because it's evening here. But whenever you listen to that, we wish you whatever time on the day it is.
A beautiful day, a beautiful evening.
Or a beautiful night's sleep, or a beautiful morning. Yeah, take care and...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.